From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the last Monday morning Let the Bible Speak Gospel program of 2001. Before we go any further, I must thank the staff of Radio Star Country for all the help they have given me, and they're putting up with those little technical hitches that come in the best organized electronic setups. I want to thank Claire especially for her assistance throughout the year as she has presented our morning program. May God be pleased to bless His Word as it has gone forth over the airwaves, and bless those who have assisted us in this venture. I must not overlook our listeners, since without you, this witness would soon come to an end. To those who listen in faithfully, who have phoned us or written to us, thank you for your support, and may the Lord grant you all a happy and peaceful 2002. The last hymn in our morning programs for this year is sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet, singing My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me.
I trust in God, I know He cares for me.
last week, because our program went out on Christmas Eve, we set aside our usual topic, our studies in Mark's Gospel, and spoke on the subject of the birth of Christ. Today we return to our studies in Mark's Gospel. We are at chapter 10, the verses 28 to 31, which we will read just now. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all, and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. When we last looked at these verses, we considered the sad but very true fact that some believers have been required to leave much, and some believers, indeed, have been required to leave everything for the sake of Christ. Christ speaks of those who have left house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands. That has been the sad history of the experience of God's people in this world. Today I wish to speak on the Saviour's promise of compensation. Let us start off by noting that there is just one condition we should observe. The loss must have been suffered for Christ's sake and the gospel. If a Christian foolishly mismanages his business affairs, he need not plead this promise in prayer and expect it to be fulfilled for him. He will bear the loss alone because he suffered it as a result of his own folly. It had nothing to do with serving Christ. I must conclude that it had more to do with following his own foolish, perhaps even greedy, notions. But guidance, even in business matters, is offered to believers. In Joshua chapter 1 and the verse 8, these words were spoken to the young man as he took up the leadership of Israel. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. It would be much better for us all if the political leaders of the nations followed that counsel. And each one of us, were we to follow that counsel, would discover that life would have fewer bumps and fewer disappointments and greater rewards. Secondly, there is a very definite promise to those who do suffer loss because of serving Christ. Verse 29 says that there is no man that hath suffered loss but will be compensated. There is no exception to this promise. Insurance companies are often accused of so writing their policies as to give them a loophole by which to escape paying their clients. Be that true or otherwise, it is not the case with the Lord Jesus Christ. He looks for no loophole. He gladly will compensate those who suffer for him. This has been the testimony of God's people, for so have they experienced the mercy of God in times of trouble. In a day of persecution, when every hand is turned against them, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great King and Head of the Church, will nevertheless make a way for his own. That lovely promise in Isaiah chapter 43 in the verse 2 has sweetened many a dark hour. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Lord raises up those who can help his people in a day of trouble. Remember what Genesis chapter 39 and the verse 21 says? But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The Lord is sovereign, and even when one of his own find themselves incarcerated, imprisoned, he can work even on the minds of those in charge of the prison so as to show his beloved favor and kindness. It was so in the day of persecution of the Jews in the kingdom of Ahasuerus. God so placed Esther, the Jewess, in a position of influence that she could help her threatened fellow Jews. And then again, when persecution comes upon God's people, God grants to his own people a fullness of love and mercy toward each other, so that they bear each other's burdens with greater tolerance and greater generosity and greater kindness, far above that which is normal. Those who lose a family gain a very much enlarged family, and being cast out of a home, find many homes open to them. Consider what we read in Acts chapter 2 in the verse 44 and 45. This is the day of Pentecost. The people of God have been visited by a mighty outpouring of the grace of the Holy Spirit. And it says, And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And again, in chapter 4 and the verse 32, And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. How often in times of trouble God's people are thus exhorted, as we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and the verse 24, Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. There's a looking out for one another in a time of trouble as a result of the grace of God poured into hearts. That is most uncommon indeed. Philippians chapter 2 and the verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Oh, that there might be such a looking out for one another. We're going to return to the topic again next week. It'll be the first Monday of the new year. Please join with us then. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.